then comes the product line and product mix decision. I have already explained what is product line. So product line is a group of closely related products. So here soap, all soaps, be it Lifebuoy, Lux, Breeze, Liril or Dove, manufactured by Hindustan Unilever, it's one product line. So that is what I told you. So decision whether should I increase one more product, should I increase one more variety in it, okay, should I increase new pack size, these are all product line decision. Product mix is a sum total of product line, and in that, when you decide certain things, you may want to add a different category. So in here, of course, the information is about the product line only. So we have seen that product line is a closely related product price. Now we will understand some of the product line and mix decisions. I already told you here the also line is explained. Group of closely related product. Personal care product line of Hindustan Unilever consists of various soaps. As example is given, product mix is a set of all the product lines. So Hindustan Unilever, as I told you, personal care, cloth care, that is detergents, Surf Excel, Surf Matic, Wheel, Rim, Tikia, skin care, okay, Vaseline and many other creams, hair care, Clinique shampoos and Sunsilk that way. So like they have a beverages, so tea and coffee. So they have many product lines. Collectively, it is known as a product mix, broadly classified in currently two, personal care, drinks. They have even the third called fashion and, you know, these things, which is that Lakme salon and all those things. So they keep expanding that category they add. That's how also you can increase the product mix. Okay. So these are all strategic points. Same thing you can do for rural market also. Mostly rural market gets one or two fast moving goods out there. However, now many companies like HUL and Dabur have made more product line brands available even in the rural market because they could see the separate segmentation and therefore mutually exclusive group of service or product selling is possible. Good product width, HUL is a good product with the presence of personal wash, laundry, which I told you, cloth care, oral care, that is to close up and Pepsodent. Actually, hair care. Dabur has made its presence felt with Chyawanprash, over-the-counter remedies like Pudin Hara for gas trouble, Hajmola for digestion, etc. So you see, this is how the line and mix decisions are involved. Also, life cycle-wise decisions are needed. Product life cycle is nothing but the four phase of your product. Like we are born, then we grow, then we stagnate, maturity, 50 around you are maturing, your growth of body has stopped, start depleting and then decline. So likewise, brand also has an introductory phase, then the growth phase where they really grow, find mass acceptance and all. Then they start stagnating. Earlier growth was 10%, 15%, 20%, 22%. Now it will be curtailed to 18%, going down to 15%, 10%. So you see that there is a maturity coming in and then the decline. Grown 2% less than the previous year, grown minus 5% less than the previous year. So likewise, the decline sets in. Rural marketer also has to keep this in mind and develop their strategy. Okay, so many products introduced in rural market without proper planning die out quickly, either soon after introduction or during the growth phase itself. So one has to be careful about this phenomena also. Some example includes AIM toothpaste from HUL, rough and tough, ready to switch denim, they failed. Okay, companies need to really focus on brand building and building sustained value long term if they want to survive in the rural market, linked to the product life cycle. So even rural product life cycle needed to be managed differently. So that's also a challenge in rural marketing. Some rural markets in the country are more matured than the other. So there's also a variation. Some show you a very matured, you know, outcome. Others randomly, irrationally behave. You have increased price. You have created value. You should expect to sell more. But some market will, you will sell more because you are offering better product. Though you have increased price, but they could see the value. Other market will negatively react. So like example, the rural market of Haryana is more matured for buying tractor than those of Bihar, nothing else otherwise, but it's just an example. Therefore, rural market, you need to develop strategy based on different market connotations and the stage of the market, maturity of the market. The decline of the product in rural market is slow. Sometimes it gets hastened by advancement of the technology. So it's a managing that product lifecycle in rural market is also equally important. That's a message. Okay, product branding in rural markets. How do you do your product branding? Essentially, now the awareness is spreading. Affordability is becoming possible. So in the recent past, consumers of rural areas have graduated from unbranded product to the branded one. So brand has that a challenge. But this has started happening only recently, as I told you, due to technology revolution called mobile, smartphone. Okay. So there's an unusual trend to shift a rural consumer from unbranded product or local product to branded national or an international product by creating a visual appeal. You can even have a color as your brand identifier. So Lal Sabun, Lifebuoy is more demanded there as Lal Sabun Dijiye. Lal Dant Manjan Dijiye, which is Dabur. Red Battery Dijiye. They have promoted themselves like that. Red, Ever Ready Red. So Ever Ready. So that's even numbers are many times attracts the rural consumer. 555 detergent bar, 502 fataka chai, okay, Godrej is the number one soap. So that sounds very appealing to the rural consumer. Visuals, ghari detergent, ghadi detergent, okay. So it's like a time, what is to do with the detergent, but ghadi detergent is a very successful brand today. Vahak Bakri Chai, teen gulab patti, you know, kind of. Kachua Chaap Mosquito Oil. So even those are the appealing aspects. Retail in rural market has strong bond with the consumer. So your catalyst for the brand building is your retailer. What he displays, what he talks, what he sells. You have to keep that in mind. This coupled with the low awareness among the consumer, unable retailers to push brand that they want. So they are a powerful influencer on ground. If retailer says ki nahi mujhe wo sabun mein bharosa nahi, ye sabun mein recommend karta hu, other brand is doomed and your brand will start moving. So also retailers are understanding the rural consumer well. Somebody will come and only say that 5 rupiye wali chai dena, so he knows which one the guy is. Or somebody will just say ki achhi chai dena, so he knows ki usko Lipton tea bechni hai. So likewise, the retailer is a catalyst in short. So one is to keep him also in mind in your brand building initiative. A brand which has the first mover advantage. So rural population, like probably many urban and the international arena also, it is true. First mover brand gets a longevity, sustained acceptance. Okay, so one has to keep in mind products like Surf and Hair Oil, Parachute is still regaining champion in the rural market. As more products are identified with the brand, thus becoming a generic brand many times. Like in India also, we go to the mineral water counter and ask for Bisleri. But even if he gives you Aquafina, you buy it and go. You don't fight for Bisleri. So same thing is happening in rural India. Brands are becoming generic. People start asking product by that brand name. So building a brand involves three important decisions. First of all, name should be so well coined that rural consumer will see some connect there. We then create an identity, that visual, that color combination, that logo again should be attractive, identified with them. So that should be there. And then image. It should be an image which is synonymous with the rural aspirations and the life around the rural target consumer. Developing a brand name, as I told you, is a rural context, should be such that it should not only connect with them, and therefore you have to use the color, visual and numeric associations very tactically, very smartly. Some brands are so popular that they easily can be recalled, like Colgate, Nirma. Some brand choose names like Ajanta toothpaste or Bhumiputra. The name itself sounds so powerful that the brand gives a meaning to the product. So that's what, okay? Another such example was Sampurna, the name LG chose to give its rural television. In Sanskrit, it means wholesome, which makes it easy to understand for the rural people of different regions with the different language. But this one word was sufficient enough, can be translated in the same meaning across India. So this is also the language barrier is also very powerful. Okay. Creating a brand identity, that is something which is recognizable. It's a rural market involves needs to relate the brand with the lifestyle. So what kind of lifestyle they need, brand has to understand that and then create something which is recognizable by them. So the first launch in urban market and then extend to the rural market, which makes creating brand in rural area difficult. When you already have launched your product in urban and then you're doing in rural, maybe a complex challenge, because what you did an identifier as urban may not work. So creating a different brand identifier is an additional spend. So one has to see that, can you have a uniformity? Brand, building a brand image, yes, image has to resonate with the personality of the rural consumer. Okay, they should sync with the target customer, their social state of mind, their psychological state of mind, and therefore it should have an ability to connect. That's very important. And then your image is set, and once created and they believed you, it is sustaining for time, life, you know. That's what you have to remember. You can only leverage it. Mahindra has done some commendable work in building a great brand image for their tractor series called Bhumipitra, which really means son of the soil. Their rugged feature, look, etc., the features kind of thing that is given. Okay, and there is also a series called Sarpanch. Okay, drew a close resemblance with the head of the village, and therefore people found it believable, people found it trustable, people found it relevant to them, and it became successful. Brand loyalty versus brand stickiness is another challenge in the rural market. Brand loyalty comes over a period of time. Okay. However, certain things, if you understand, you will be successful. Rural people are more comfortable buying a tried and tested brand. So create that trust. Okay, they are therefore brand sticky and not brand loyal, and it's often believed to by some marketeer. Okay, so they probably stick to the brand, but they may not be brand loyal very strongly. Low literacy level and awareness makes rural people switch easily. Therefore, you can induce them to switch easily. Urbanites think a lot. They are driven by emotions. Hence, to establish a brand, company needs, rural people are driven by emotions. So therefore, it is very easy to make them switch. To establish a brand, company needs to educate rural consumer, encourage in them the desire to own and use new product, keep aside the stigma and fear of using new product, etc. They therefore have to introduce interactive method, things like see, touch and feel, so that is demonstrate, and then develop the interest, and then differentiate your brand, and then create loyalty. So that's our journey. Whenever brand is the first entered into the village, okay, rural consumer when has to be first satisfied by you with the core benefit for which it has been introduced. Once that is achieved, rural consumer will accept you as the right product, and then your subsequent journey to brand awareness enhancement to journey till loyalty starts. Okay, so they have, rural markets are very often observed that one brand seems to dominate the category. That's a probably story in most rural India. In urban India, due to now proliferation of many brands, there is a kind of a, this particular state is now gone. Many brands may occupy kind of a good level of acceptance among different strata of the consumer, but which is not the case in rural India. This is a result of having an early mover advantage. Why in rural India the one brand dominates is due to the early mover advantage. This phenomenon of stickiness is more predominant among older people. Okay, older people have a lower literacy level exposure than the younger ones. So they believe, ek baar jo vapra wahi vapra. I have used this, I will use this. Okay, and therefore there is a stickiness, which is not the case with the young generation. They can be lured, they can be influenced to change their brand. So that challenge has to be understood. Due to this brand stickiness, the entry of new brand is very difficult for penetrating in the old age consumer or old consumer or a long consumer, a long usage consumer. Loyalty is low in low involvement product. That's also another observation. Low involvement product like soaps, toothpaste, etc., Chyawanprash, skin cream, loyalty is found to be lower. To succeed in therefore rural market, companies must understand the preferences of different consumer segments rather than attempt a mass pan-India marketing approach, pan-India rural approach. So your rural approach also has a regional and local flavor appeal. So regional tea like brand like Lamsa in Maharashtra and Kala Ghoda in Rajasthan are far more successful than the other international brands. Okay. So this aspect also has to be understood by the marketeer. Such customization convinces people that the brand is made for them, cares for them, okay, and offers them the true value. And therefore, it creates a positive feeling towards the brand. And that's the first step in building strong relationship of the brand with the targeted consumer. We come to a very bothering concept called fake brands. Here, through pictorial things, I am trying to introduce you how the fake brands penetrate, proliferates, and fools the rural consumer. So, fake brand like urban brand also exists in rural India. The problem is more acute in rural market where there's a deep pocket, less of supervision, and therefore people knowledge is also limited about all original brand. So they get fooled easily. Most people in rural India can recognize alphabets, but not the complete word. So during our research, we found that a whole lot of examples of fake brand using playing with the alphabets. Clinic Plus shampoo sachets, where the visual was similar to the original brand, but the name was changed to Clinton. So Clinton Plus. At that time, Clinton was supposed to arrive in the country. During another such raid, we collected about 99 variants of Fair and Lovely cream, such as Fair and Lonely, Far and Lovely, etc. Said Mr. Pradeep Kashyap, who is also a President, Rural Marketing Association of India and CEO Mart, while sharing this interesting facts for us. So you see that how rural population can be fooled by the fake brand menace. Since the Indian rural landscape is scattered, different village, different topography, different kind of people, different language, different religion, smaller village now gaining access, getting them reach and monitor them is a tedious task. Most of the FMCG brands, however, have realized that they need to fight this menace, and therefore they have created their own mechanism. So they make local entrepreneur more available, local retailer more available about what is happening. Okay, they take advantage by manufacturers, tea substitute. How they do this? Fake brand people, they take original brand which is going on fast moving in their market, then they introduce their fake variants. So this manufacturer has the advantage of rural reach. They know the rural retailer, they influence rural retailer to start sending the fake brands, because rural consumer is buying whatever the rural retailer is giving. So fake market, when analyzed, there are three variations were found: look alike, spell alike, and duplicate totally. Look alike will look wise, they will fool the consumer, either the packaging look, the color schemes, etc. But there will be some variants which is something doesn't go noticed by. So like the Clinic Plus, Clinton Plus, rest of the thing will be more like Clinic Plus. So that's a look alike, spell alike. These are the fakes of original brand packed in color designs of the similar like an original, but with the name that are subtly or cleverly misspelled. Paracute instead of parachute, fair and lovely for fair and lively. So likewise, so that kind of cheating is happening. Then it's a spell alike. Duplicates, they are the exact replica of the original brand. They don't change spelling, they don't change color scheme. Only thing is the product which is packed and sold is not manufactured as per the production standards of the original manufacturer. Such counterfeit brand piggybacks on the huge market that FMCG has opened out of their own effort, their own advertising, their brand building. Okay, but rural consumer not being aware of these things, getting fooled. So even companies have started cautioning rural consumer through messages and etc. How to identify fake, etc. That kind of messages are also getting relayed on rural channel. Okay, over the time, this market is today almost 10 to 15% of the total rural market. Study by AC Nielsen suggests that FMCG industry loses on around 2,500 crores annually. In one of the recent survey by AC Nielsen, it reveals that the top brand in India are estimated to lose up to 30% in future if no corrective steps are taken. So besides the loss of revenue, the damage to the brand image is long when brand loyalty doesn't build. So as a whole, brands not only suffer in terms of revenue but image. So various brands have put in various mechanisms, strategies to counter the fake brand impact. Okay, so like company like Coca-Cola offers an incentive to the informer. They have provided a response line and informer has to inform there where he suspects a fake product being sold. If company investigates and founds it to be correct, the informer will get rewarded. Okay. Besides that, it is a large network of their route salesmen who go from village to village. If they are also encouraged to report any suspicious activity, they are also rewarded. Okay, so then upgrade the product packaging periodically. The next best thing they can do is keep changing product packaging, which is very difficult for the people to predict. So when you introduce and you advertise, these people have a product of a particular flavor, particular packaging already been prepared. So they will get impacted. It's not that difficult for them, but takes time. So, and then you keep doing maybe more frequently. So this guy's entire activity will get unviable for them. Okay. So this is the way you kind of control the counterfeits. Hindustan Lever has initiated a special tempo proof pack. So their X, this thing, you know, deodorant now comes in a tempo pack. So nobody can tamper it. The ones who try to tamper it, then he cannot seal it back or do things. Okay. So whole nozzle cannot be detached from the body. Okay. While Procter & Gamble uses label for its Vicks VapoRub. So when you open it once, that peel off label cannot be sealed back. So consumer is told that if that is the case, don't buy. So this and many other ideas are there to counter the fake product impact. Now we have understood fake product as one aspect. The packaging is another aspect which is very, very powerful even for the rural marketers to know, because brand recognition comes through the packaging. So at a primary level packaging, if you have to understand, primary level is the one in which the product is actually packed. Okay, how the Parle G is packed or how the shampoo bottle is packed. And the secondary level is the protective level. Okay, primary level packaging, my apology, it's overall protects the product. So total product, you have 25 Clinic Plus shampoo bottles, you corrugated box is a primary packing. Secondary is that actually product packaging. 100 packs of Maggi noodle packed in a container, corrugated box is a primary, but Maggi itself is packed in that yellow polythene kind of a material. So that's a secondary pack. That's where aesthetic, brand appeal, brand recognition, everything comes out of there. So that second functional level need to be taken care of. And the problems like poor transportation system, you have to develop that in such a keeping in mind the road conditions in rural market. Safety of storage, moisture, heat, rainwater, there are many calamities, natural calamities possible in the rural market. Poor facility, erratic supply of power, so that ice cream may melt. Okay, so how do they? So you have to keep those things in mind. Hence, packaging is very crucial aspect equally for the rural market. So product in the rural market should have a longer shelf life packaging than vis-a-vis their urban counterpart. One is rate of consumption may be lower than the rate of consumption that urban counterpart has. We may wash our shampoo daily. Rural consumer will think twice. So be able to withstand extreme weather condition, okay, and have alternative storage arrangements. So for example, you also tell them in case of eventuality, or what can they do. So like rural people selling ice creams and Cadburys and all are told that the moment you face a long power shortage, move it to the ice box or a thermocol box, putting few ice already available when power goes, you know. So then jerky movement during road transportation, dusty environment, etc. So three important factors about the packaging itself that one should consider is the material for the pack. That secondary material for the pack itself should be durable. What size is convenient for the rural consumer? What may be convenient in the urban market may not be convenient in the rural market. Aesthetic look and feel of the packaging, that also should be from the attractive from the rural consumer point of view. Packaging material, this is what we have studied, that you should take three important things. We will learn that traditionally packaging have been replaced now by high and low density polyester plastic films or a plastic material. Advantage of this is that it is waterproof, sunlight resistant, lightweight. Majority of FMCG companies have used plastic. Tetra Pak came as a second best option, okay, and that has also increased over a period. However, nowadays, due to a lot of environmental concern, question is being raised about prime secondary packaging material. So they are not biodegradable. One has to understand that. Pack size and convenience, large population rural areas are the daily wage earners, and therefore you have to have a pack. They have limited money, or they get money every day, so they would like to spend every day. So sachet is more better than the 500 gram or a family pack shampoo bottle, which may be more convenient in the urban market. Okay, so only way company can address this is by introducing sachet. That's what I told you. This aspect, size and convenience of its usage, is a very powerful catalyst for your entry and acceptance in the rural market. Consumer goods companies have therefore fall back on small and affordable pack. Products like detergent, shampoo, oil, soaps, etc. are nowadays available in smaller package or sachet in rural market, which may not be the case availability wise in terms of urban market. Packaging aesthetic, that is a look and feel. Consumer appreciate brighter color, distinguishing letter, use of local language, local signs and symbols, which communicates the product benefit. So you might have to consider look and feel change or the design change for the same product going to the rural market. Okay, this will develop the perception, right perception about the product, or change the perception in your favor. The picture of lightning bolt is clear and distinct on the Rin detergent, which has been accepted by even urban and the rural consumer. It communicated the brand benefit of witness whiteness, you know, with immediate use. So that's how people look at it. The sachet revolution, we all know, okay, according to market, 70% of the products are sold in small pouches now across the country. Consumer goods companies are very much targeting sachet as their go-to rural market strategy. It influences them to get the rural consumer who's at a very low entry point of pricing, looking to enter your product at a low price, attract them, make them try your product at least once, and then have the cycle of continuous use. So this is what sachet revolution, that has changed the way rural marketers are selling their goods across rural India. As you can see, with the starts, first one to come was a shampoo. They came in, and then later various other products have started being sold under the sachet. And it helped those, even the daily wage earner, to buy every day or when he needs. He may not shampoo the hair every day. We may do urbanite. So after 2-3 days, he wants to wash hair, he will buy that shampoo sachet. That's it. So this is a power of smaller pack revolution. After learning that importance of new product development in rural market, how can you do the product development in the rural market? So company has to get into this strategic process. So there are four stages. idea generation, concept testing, product development, and market testing. Very briefly, I will give you idea. Company like DuPont and Godrej have a unique approach of rural immersion program, which provides a platform for a new product idea generation by exploring and immersing in the rural market. They consult their rural counterpart. They have a group discussion. They discuss with them what improvements are required. So that kind of thing. Concept testing, once you have an idea and probably you kind of develop a prototype, etc., you can get into the concept testing. Offer it to the few select people. So concept of low-cost dry toilet requiring very little water, promoted by UNICEF, was appreciated in the water scare region of Rajasthan, but opposed in region where water was available. So you see that concept testing helps you to know what may lead to acceptance or resistance to acceptance of your product, concept product. After the concept testing, the next crucial step is the actual development. So when you develop actual product, I told you that there are various levels, basic product, augmented product, potential product, etc. You may have to do frugal engineering to see that what feature should be there, what feature should not be there, or you need to change some basic feature of the main product which you sell in rural India. So that Godrej Chotukul example. Then you get into the testing of the market, where you actually now you start selling in very select market with required marketing, promotion and communication, and try and see what makes the product acceptable, what makes the product being not acceptable, etc. And once you refine your market entry strategy thereafter, so that's the market testing stage. So this is a four-phase approach to introducing new product in the market. So with this, friends, we complete this chapter 6 on product related strategies in rural market. Thank you.